Congress is looking at what's called the Student Success Act, which would replace the No Child Left Behind Act. The Student Success Act is something, though, that Utah officials have not been able to tell us too much about because they don't know much about it yet, how it'll impact us financially, etc. They did opt out of No Child Left Behind with a waiver. Now, the president of the Utah Education Association, Sharon Gallagher-Fishbaugh, spoke to us about this, about the things that she thinks might be promising, because in this new act, if it happens to pass, she says it would eliminate that adequate yearly progress, and she calls it the arbitrary deadline for 100% school proficiency. Those are things not liked in the current No Child Left Behind Act. However, the things she says that are concerning in the Student Success Act is, as she calls it, the overemphasis on using test grades and school grades and other requirements for teachers. So these are different things they're keeping an eye on if Congress, of course, passes this. And another thing that is to note that Utah has not liked those current requirements to label schools as failing that do not reach 100% proficiency, is what Sharon Gallagher-Fishbaugh talked to us about on KSL News Radio.